A lot going on in our community, of course. We are in that summer lull, getting towards the end of it. Class is getting back in session. Durham Tech starting up today. We've got schools starting back up with the K-12 schools and our other universities locally here in the next couple of weeks. Board meetings are starting to start up again in local municipalities all around the county. And we are joined now by the mayor of Hillsboro, Tom Stevens, who is in the midst of a little bit of a board meeting a lull, but a lot going on in Hillsboro, as always. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Aaron, and indeed, it's always a lot happening in Hillsboro. I think of us very much as the, an arts and lifestyle district of the Triangle, so it's always a good place to just come and hang out. There's things happening most times, but there's little special events that are happening throughout the summer and throughout the fall.
Quite a few of them, and one of them is Sundays in Hillsboro, which got underway yesterday, the first of 12 consecutive Sundays with concerts on the lawn and music and things. So how did that go?
Well, it went very well. I mean, the music is just phenomenal. I have great entertainers lined up, very good presentation just yesterday. It was kind of warm, a little quiet. We had been planning carriage rides, and I say we. This has been sponsored by the Hillsboro Chamber of Commerce, and doing a very good job and getting a lot of cooperation from various shop owners and restaurants and other folks. And so they've worked with the Hot Tin Roof to schedule the music, and so the music is excellent. The carriage rides that were planned was just too hot for horses, so they have a little train that goes around. I saw that go by since I had the gallery open, and people were really enjoying that. And just folks up under the on the courthouse lawn, Mystery Brew was there, Fetch Hot Dog was there with their food truck, and it was really, with a little breeze going, much cooler in the shade. So people were having a really good time. It was a great start to this thing. It's going on. This is a 12-week program just for Sunday afternoons, having a nice music performance and a chance to do some gallery hopping or sit down at some of the nicer restaurants in Hillsboro. So Sundays is a great time to visit this town.
That's really cool. And I know we do Last Fridays up in Hillsboro every month and give people a chance to see live music on the lawn and visit the shops and galleries, but that's once a month. So this 12-week series is really cool.
Well, it is. And, Hillsboro is, like I said, we're known for writers, but writers are very much part of the fabric of the community, and I would say the same as music. I might have mentioned that before. Local music at a wonderful event called Fairview Live mm-hmm. that's happening this Saturday, which is very much a neighborhood event. That's something that our police department and the Fairview Community Watch and the Orange County Parks and Recreation Department are helping put together up at Fairview Park. And that's, in many ways, Fairview is kind of a similar neighborhood situation. It's been historically African-American community, sort of like the Northside community, but has a lot to celebrate in that community and really want to celebrate all kinds of neighborhoods in Hillsboro. And they're doing that with kids' games, a little festival out in the park. There'll be music up there. That's like noon to four. The police usually have some nice demonstrations, but it'll be very neighborhood-like. So that's happening this weekend, and of course, then the next weekend is a big music weekend in Hillsboro. It starts out with the Last Friday. We'll have the usual music on the courthouse lawn and the big event. Then it's River Park Concert,
yes,
which is music all day long. In River Park, that's where the Market Pavilion is, right behind the courthouse in Hillsboro, and then followed up with Sundays in Hillsboro.
And the River Park Concert's going to be noon till 7:30, and I'm looking at the schedule right now of all of the list of all the performers, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. I mean, Mel Melton and the Wicked Mojos kicked this off. I know Coleslaw is going to be there.
Yeah.
Dr. Bacon, Raising Cane, but it's really featuring our local bands, but really top-notch professionals very, very dedicated, sort of local musicians, sort of connecting to the next tier up professionals, and really starting out with a little bit early, around 11 and 11:15, there'll mm-hmm. be a yoga group for those who want to do that, but particularly there's going to be a young musicians workshop, so this will be a chance for young folks to get connected to some of the performing musicians and learn a lot more about kind of what it's like to to be in the music kind of sphere. So a wonderful thing, River Park Concert. I can go to riverparkconcert.org and get a lot of information about it.
All right, sounds good. And again, that's Saturday, August 27th from noon till 7:30. And as Mayor Stevens just mentioned, some things happening right before noon as well to get that underway. And just mark your calendars for that particular weekend especially, because we've got Last Fridays on Friday, the River Park Concert on Saturday, Sundays in Hillsboro. So that particular weekend is going to be great. We're speaking with Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens on a week when it is, as you said, too hot for horses. And before I forget, I have to ask your permission to steal "Too Hot for Horses" and use that as the slogan for my show from now on.
You could do that.
All right, done. We're done. We're in the process of recording all of these new promos and everything for the fall. So, "Too Hot for Horses," that's what it's going to be from now on.
Sounds like a great band.
Yeah. Right? I know. We've got a lot of good ones. So, speaking of sort of cooling off and getting into the fall and maybe looking ahead to a time when it's not too hot for horses, we got a ton of stuff happening in Hillsboro in the fall that we got to get the word out so people can mark their calendars for these, too.
Yeah, so, visit HillsboroNC.org is a great place to go to find out about what is happening and keep connected. But you've got at Moorfields, historic property is the bluegrass out on the lawn. Mm-hmm. That is a wonderful event. That's on September 10th, Hog Day, September 16th and 17th. One of the big things is the Hillsboro Half Marathon on October 2nd, and I think it's like a 5K race, but also a half marathon. It is amazing how many people are already signing for that. That's going to be a walk all through Riverwalk in the Historic District, and just an exciting new event that we're looking forward to in Hillsboro. And then probably the best parade in the entire planet, the Handmade Parade, is October 16th. And want people to be sure and know about, for those who are interested in the Handmade Parade, what makes it wonderful is all those paper hand puppet kind of creatures that populate
yes.
the entire parade. For folks who want to learn how to make and have a team or a crew that can do those giant puppets, just how they're constructed, how you work together, there's going to be a series of workshops that's going to start on Sunday, August 21st. And so it's, I think it's like $5 to join this workshop.
Yep.
You do need to register, so go to the HillsboroArtsCouncil.org to find out information about how it is that you can do that workshop about making, get together with a group of folks and say, yeah, we want to do one of those giant puppets and learn how to make one, and you'll be ready for the parade in October.
And that workshop is 1 to 3 p.m. at the Witted Building on West Tryon Street, open to everyone 14 and over, and yep, $5 to register. HillsboroArtsCouncil.org is the website, and you get to make those really cool puppets. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun. And the Handmade Parade, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, we've got so many really great parades here locally. I love the People's Parade in Carrboro on the 4th of July and all the holiday parades in Chapel Hill and Carrboro and Hillsboro as we get to Christmas time. But the Handmade Parades is one of the best.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And partly it's just that, you know, there's no vehicles at all.
Yep.
It is
yep.
all handmade costumes. And it is such a community event, such a community-spirited event, not to be missed. Great if you can do a participant. We really encourage people. I think usually it's like 300, 400, 500 people will have their mask and their costumes and ready to go, but it is just fabulous to watch and then join in on the drumming, and it's just a great afternoon.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a little bit different route this year, so
mm-hmm.
encourage people to keep listening to you folks, check out the web, and make sure that they're the right place at the right time.
All right, sounds good. Mayor Stevens, we got to let you go, but thank you so much.
You bet. Take care.